Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
We have some interesting places for you to visit. A well-rounded trip should always include several historical sites. A good place to start is the city's Chamber Museum. They cover a wide range of subjects, from art to space exploration. Be sure to save time to see a 3D movie at the museum. There's no charge to see it, which is nice. Take some time when you first go in to look at the map of the museum and plan to see the areas that interest you most. There are so many to see. If you like monuments, Harris Park is well worth a visit. But do plan to walk a lot, as the monuments are quite spread out. The ideal time to see them is after the sun has gone down, when they are illuminated. The contours of the monuments really stand out against the dark sky, and it's less crowded, so there's more space to stand back and view them. A visit to the State Building is always a good idea. It is one of the more classically designed buildings. However, because of increased security, the State Building is open to the public for official guided tours only. These take place Monday through Saturday and last 2 hours. Visitors must obtain tickets, which are available either at the entrance or online. Visitors are allowed to attend the High Court. This is in session Monday through Wednesday until noon. The seating is very restricted in the viewing area because the chairs are still the beautiful carved high back ones that are quite large. So arrive at least an hour early. Reservations aren't possible. Castle Mount is a 14-room mansion featuring 18th-century portraits and landscapes. It's situated on a 500-acre estate. It is an interesting tour, especially with the recent addition of the new museum and the state-of-the-art galleries.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
For those of you who are interested in fun and relaxing things to do, Watertown has plenty to offer. Highlights include the King Center, where theatrical productions are live entertainment at their finest. You can see a free show at the Main Stage Theater every night around 6. Sometimes they do a scene from a popular movie. There is also a restaurant on site, the Roof Terrace, which offers interesting international dishes prepared by a local chef. If you like live music of any type, including pop, country, folk and blues, dance, or opera, you should check out a concert at Tea Park. It has always been popular, and traffic can be really bad, but the recent introduction of a round-trip bus service for summer performances has made this attraction even more popular. They have had to put on more outdoor concerts. Parents will still have to drive their children to the sing-along shows in the mornings. Marytown is another popular spot and is home to a university. Chances to hear a lecture are limited, as they are usually restricted to students and professors. But this week, They're holding a series of open lectures for visitors. Most visitors love its cobblestone streets, lined with old houses. The area is also a wealthy shopper's paradise with lots of upscale stores. Don't expect discounts here. While in that neighborhood, the 18th century canal offers a place to relax from the sounds of hectic city life. You can simply stroll along the canal path or watch local fishermen. Lots of tourists take a packed lunch along and eat it sitting on the grass. I should mention that the Park Service no longer offers guided canal boat rides, but you can explore the region's bike trails that go alongside the canal. Please note, though, that the bike rental places are located in town. Well, that's about it. I really encourage you to visit at least a few of these sites. As usual, in any big city at night, it's best to move about with a friend or in a group. Some sites are too far to walk, so some people use public buses. But it is better to take a cab or a hotel shuttle bus. This might sound odd, but be sure to carry some water with you wherever you go. Our summers here are very humid.
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.